We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, we're back, Marks and Race. Phillies Major League Baseball trade deadline. About an hour and a half left to go. Phils with some moves today. Got center fielder in Marsh. Got a back of the bullpen pitcher in David Robertson. I didn't even remember him pitching at all for the Phillies, but then it came back to me that he did have a couple of appearances before he was injured. So, giving up prospects for them, good prospects as well. I saw Joe Giglio was tweeting out that that he was not happy with the Marsh. Logan O'Hop is a catcher, and he is their best top position prospect. He's traded for Marsh. Now, the one thing with I'm okay with them trading him. I was just surprised. I thought they'd be using him to try to get a starting pitcher. And I hope that this isn't showing that they're not going to get a starting pitcher, being that they traded away their top positional prospect. But JT Realmuto is under contract for big money the next couple of years, and he's blocking him in the majors. So it makes sense to move on from a catching prospect if you can get good value. Marsh is young. Brandon Marsh, center fielder, left-handed hitting. He's not making any money, so he's under club control for the next couple of years at least. So he will be with the team in years to come. So I guess that's how it makes sense. I still don't think it's very good value for the player. Last year, Marsh was considered about the same type of prospect that O'Hoppe is. So you have that. Now it's a matter of what else is out there and what else could they get. Jack Fritz, is there anything else that's bubbling or brewing across the Major League Baseball rumors?
Nah, nothing right now. I mean, it's calmed down. It looks like, oh, wait, hold on. Breaking news. Jerry Somelia has also been DFA'd by the Phillies.
So. Still making moves.
Listen, Odubel DFA'd, Jerry Somelia DFA'd, already a win so far. and Francisco Morales and Mickey Moniak are in Atlanta.
There
so
you go.
Mick's back.
Why
everything,
not Nick?
Everything's fine. You did not need a center field upgrade with Mickey here. but yeah, nothing else happening right now. But again, I mean, an hour and a half, they need a starter. I mean,
they need a starter.
If you missed it earlier, I mean, Eflin's on the 60-day IL now. He'll be back August 25th is the first time he's eligible to come off of that. So they need a starter. Syndergaard's out there. They're not really linked to him recently. Evaldi's out there, a Dombrowski guy, and the big one, Carlos Rodon. So we'll see what they can get done here.
And listen, maybe Dave Dombrowski resists the urge of sending another one of those top prospects out, and maybe the deal doesn't get done for a starter, anyone of significance. But, you know, that's where you have to sort of weigh whether or not what are you investing into this season. So, to me, all the moves he's done would be for naught if you don't add a starter.
Right. You almost pot
committed. Yeah, you are pot committed.
Right.
You are pot committed. So
yeah.
I would imagine he's got a couple of different irons in the fire, and he's probably trying to figure out he has his priority list of which pitcher he wants more than the others. And once you realize you can't get that pitcher, you have to move on to the others.
Right.
I think he's coming back with a pitcher today.
They may have a guy that's at the bottom of their wish list,
yeah,
but they know they can grab him for what it would cost.
Yes.
And they know they have a guy at the top of the wish list that they're trying to decide whether or not it's truly worth it.
Well, yeah, either way, with Eflin going on a 60-day IL, you need a pitcher.
Yep.
So they're going to need a pitcher, unless you want to go with Bailey Falter or with these guys that we have here.
They need a starting
the
pitcher.
The rest of the
sure.
way, yeah, they need a starting pitcher.
It'd be nice to get a guy that could actually be a starter in the playoffs.
Yeah, but you got to see, when we say that, you got to give up something to get those caliber of pitchers.
Right. Which they've already given up some decent prospects or good prospects today. So
let me ask you this, though. O'Hoppe, when would he actually be ready to help the ball club?
If JT wasn't here, probably next year.
But JT's here.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the
problem. Yeah, so that's irrelevant.
Makes him expendable.
He's here, yes.
Yeah. I think the problem with O'Hoppe is people thought they could have done better than Brandon Marsh.
Right.
It's not
right.
that it's not that they people weren't willing to trade him.
Right.
It was dumb not to trade him. Like, it was obviously the right time to do it. It just was Brandon Marsh the right guy when
you
people
said you
thought
could
have
gotten
done more.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Like,
that's fair.
He would have been a headliner in a trade package for a starting pitcher to get one of these other guys.
Well, maybe he wouldn't have. I mean, here's the thing. It's obvious they need a starting pitcher more than they need a outfielder. So if Ohapi would have brought back that caliber of pitcher, then why wouldn't they just give him up for a pitcher?
Well, the other team may not need a young catcher, and they say, we're not interested in him.
Exactly.
So it just might not have been a match.
Right. Well, that's why it takes two make a trade.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You want a pitcher where that team needs to want the prospect that you're willing to give up.
Mm-hmm. Nathan Eovaldi being mentioned currently with the Red Sox has a link to Dombrowski, who brought him into Boston when he was there. So he's also a possibility. So breaking news is happening as we go. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team. No Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Online, mark-jewelers.com. So far, so good with the Phillies, Ike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've included.
I mean, unless you're upset about the prospect thing, for me, like,
yeah,
they've been active today. So I don't have a problem with anything they've done.
Yeah, need one more.
Yeah.
We need one more trade there. All right, we'll get back to your Phillies phone calls. Like earlier today, it came down that the Dolphins were so they were being investigated for the Brian Flores claims. And in over the course of the investigation, what they discovered was not necessarily that there was a lot of evidence that the owner or members of the Dolphins were trying to get them to tank or trying to get Flores to tank, but they found a lot of evidence that they've been talking to Tom Brady over the last couple of years, and they tried to get Sean Payton while he was still under contract with the Saints to come over. And this was reported that this was something that was going on, and now this is just being backed up. They've been their owner's been suspended till October, and they're losing a first round draft pick for it.
Yeah, how do you suspend an owner?
Yeah, it's all for show.
What does that mean? And then he suspended to October. Like, what the hell is that all about? Is it after the trade deadline he's suspended until after? Like, I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? He can't go to games now?
Yeah,
for 8 weeks? Is that what that means?
Yeah, it was some October weird date, like October
17th. Why October? Yeah, why not November?
Right.
December. Why not the whole damn year?
If it's something as bad as this, yeah, like a first round draft pick, significant, but well, that's you would punish him.
I just don't know suspending the owner. Whether he can't go to his suite. Like, what does that mean? Like, yeah. I don't even know what that means. He doesn't play. He's not a part of the game plan every week. Like, what does that mean? he can't go to the stadium.
When you remember when Daniel Snyder, the Washington owner, when they took control away from him, they gave it to his wife. Like,
yeah.
So he, like, he can't have any, like, he's not talking to his wife about what's going on. It's
right.
For show.
Yeah.
But it's weird how it's only for, like, 2 months or something.
I don't even know how you suspend an owner. Like, I suspend him from what?
I guess day-to-day operations of whatever the team is.
Okay. Take a vacation until October.
Right.
See you later, Stephen Ross.
Pretty much.
Go sit on your yacht or whatever until October.
So in
now the draft picks are significant because anytime you take draft picks from a team, that certainly has an impact. I'm just the whole suspending the owner thing, like just finding money, like that's how you. I mean, I don't know how much money you can find until it actually matters. You find Robert Kraft $500,000 for Spygate. That was nothing,
right? Yeah, the draft picks are big.
Yeah, the draft picks mean something because that's how you improve your team.
Yep, the NFL, through their investigation, said that the Dolphins had communications with the agent for Sean Payton about Payton becoming the Miami Dolphins head coach. Mm. They didn't speak to New Orleans about these discussions. Oh. This was in January 2022. Also, they had communications with Tom Brady in 2019 and 2020 while he was under contract with the Patriots.
Oh.
So they've been having communications with Tom since August 2019.
How'd they do that?
apparently electronically.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what type of conversation. We're like, what do you mean? And you had him actually with Tom Brady or his agent?
The investigator said that they had communications with Tom Brady.
Okay.
It might have been the agent, but, you know, so there you go.
So Tom Brady doesn't escape. He tried to finagle a whole way out of Tampa to get to Miami. Yeah, he doesn't get penalized for this, though, huh? He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong.
He actually was a part of this.
He tried to retire his
way
into Miami.
Yes.
And the Dolphins again had communications with Brady and his agent during and after the 2021 season while he was under contract with the Bucks. So there you go.
Yeah.
Focused on Brady becoming a limited partner and possibly serving as a football executive, although at times there included the possibility of playing for the Dolphins. That according to the investigation. No, you're so right. It's like Brady's the one behind the scenes while playing for these teams is trying to orchestrate going to the Dolphins.
Yes.
And he goes off scot-free like he didn't do anything wrong, where he's probably the biggest rat of all of them.
Yeah, he's right there with them.
Of course, if I'm the owner of the Dolphins, I'm trying to get Tom Brady.
Yeah, I guess they don't hold the player culpable here. It's I guess the owners are held to a higher standard. They shouldn't be tampering and that whole sort of thing. I'm just saying Brady tried to orchestrate this thing himself, too.
Of course.
To get out of Tampa to go to Miami, so.
Yeah, all the reports about the Miami stuff are true based on what the investigation found. The owner of the Dolphins, Ross, is barred from the team facility through October 17th.
I knew that's what it was.
So he just can't go to work.
Yeah, don't show up today, boss.
He cannot represent the club at any team or league event. He's barred from league meetings before March 2023, and he's been fined $1.5 million.
Oh, so that's where they got him at. So they won't allow him to go to league meetings next year.
Right, so they got to rub his face in it and not let him go next
year. Right, because I'm getting ready to say, like, October, there are no league meetings going on anytime soon. Everybody's – it's season now. We're in season. It's training camp. Uh-huh. All the league meeting stuff, that stuff happens – in March, April, and May in the off season. Like, right. That's when that stuff happens. Like, this is go time now. That's why I was wondering, like, well, why is he suspended till October? Like, what does that mean?
And then there's another executive that's been fined $500,000 and same kind of things, barred from league things or whatever. So there you go. Effective immediately.
So I wonder, can this still happen next year, though? I mean, what? Brady only has 1 year left. Peyton's
Can he still go? Yeah, they can still wind up there, sure.
Like,
sure.
It's like, yeah, it's a little slap on the wrist.
Yes.
Sure, you didn't tank, right? The only thing that could actually make the NFL look bad here.
People will be so mad if he goes to the Dolphins next year. It'd be
like,
great.
What has really changed? Yeah. I mean, Mike McDaniel is a good young coach. It would only be a year into him. Maybe Brady still goes regardless.
Well, I tell you what, they may lose out on Sean Payton because he may be headed to Dallas.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. So, but the Brady thing, you're right. Nothing really changes there.
If he wants to go to Miami, he's not being suspended or fined or anything like that. The Dolphins, nothing I'm reading.
He's got to wait until he's a free agent.
Yep.
Yeah, they can't stop him going to the Dolphins. He has one more year left in Tampa.
Yep, and then he can go wherever he wants to. He'll be a free agent.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go. And I immediately thought about what's going on with the 76ers. Because they're being investigated with what was going on with James Harden, so I wonder if they went through
the phones
and the emails and everything else.
That's what you have to do. That's the only way you can catch him. You got to go through technology. Yep.
And if they're doing that with the Sixers, I wonder what they find.
Yeah.
They might.
Yeah.
All right.
Then the problem becomes then. Okay, what are you going to do? You going to find the Sixers? Okay, yeah, it'll cost them money. I don't know what else it would matter.
Right.
You're not going to suspend James Harden.
No.
Like, Daryl Morey doesn't play, so if you find him, we don't care about that either.
Josh Harris, it's pocket money if you find him
$1 million
or $10 million or something.
Yes, it's nothing. They're not going to find him $10 million. What did Magic get?
Well,
$50,000?
I think the Bucks got fined $10 million for they had, I forget the player that it was with Jack, but they got fined a significant amount. They only lost a second-round draft pick, too. But the last couple times that they've done this, teams haven't lost high draft picks. They've only lost second-round picks, but they've been fined to someone significant amount of money. So the Sixers don't have first-round draft picks anyway.
I'm saying. Like, yeah, draft picks, that's not going to matter. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is only going to amount to Joshua Harris losing money. This is not going to amount to anything.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they could avoid the contract or anything like that.
Unless
there's a clear hand, like a backroom handshake that they promised money that in future years for doing this. I mean, that's where it becomes a much bigger deal. I just don't know what they find.
I mean, even when you say it's a much bigger deal, what is it? Like, I don't know what that means. Like, James Harden is not going to not be a Sixer. They're not going to fire Daryl Morey. They aren't going to strip the team from Joshua Harris. It's going to be a fine.
Okay.
Either way it boils down to it, it's going to be draft picks and money. Like, they can't stop James Harden from working here.
No.
So they're not going to void the contract out.
Get
an egg on your face, right? It's a little, I guess it may look a little embarrassing or whatever, but it wouldn't even surprise me as a Sixer. As a matter of fact, I would expect them to find tampering.
Oh, sure.
I mean, Daryl Morey is talking about we need players like P.J. Tucker in the postgame press conference after they lost to the Miami Heat.
And then they signed
him. He said that.
Yeah.
He said that. So, like, it wouldn't surprise me if they found that the Sixers were tampering. Like, that would not surprise me.
Yeah, it's just what they can do about it.
Yeah.
Like, that would affect the product on the floor, which is
and
not
a lot. And that's all we care about
is
how does it affect the product on the floor.
Yeah.
That's all we really care about, honestly. Like, I'd assume it was a wink, wink. That's how James Harden got here. He forced his way out of Brooklyn. They wouldn't send him here. I mean, forced his way out of Houston. He said this is where he wanted to go. They wouldn't send him here last year. They sent him to Brooklyn. So he went and tanked up in Brooklyn. So he pouted his way out of there, and he got here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of wink, winks around the NBA. Ike.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the Phillies and trade deadline. Rob in Newark, Delaware has something on the Phillies. Rob, what's up, bud? How are you?
How's it going?
Hi, Rob.
Rob?
Yeah. Hey, so I had a thought of why I was kind of disappointed that we sent Ohapi out west. Because I don't think Reese Hoskins is going to be here next year. I think he's primed to be moved in the offseason after this run. And that moves, you know, JT to first base and Ohapi to the starting catcher. And I thought that made way more sense, but
I don't think that was ever going to happen. He doesn't have a corner bat, right? Like, the reason why JT's valuable with his bat is he's a catcher, right? Like, that's not normally a premium offensive position. JT gave you a little bit of good defense, and he had some pop. So he needs to be your catcher to make it worth it.
And then Stubby, right? We got Stubby back there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he should be the starter, right? He was some Stubbs.
Yeah, he's here every day, a catcher, sure. Yeah, I just thought that was kind of their eventual move, and that was what was going to get Ohapi into the league. But you're right. He's not going to give you, Ryan Howard numbers from a corner bat, obviously.
Could he do it once a week to keep his bat in the lineup? Yeah, but a lot, and Rob, thank you. We get this a lot. We had a couple calls yesterday where it's is Reese going to be traded at the trade deadline? Reese is going to be moved in the offseason. You need Reese's bat in this lineup.
Yeah, you need him right now. Yeah, I mean, you do. I mean, as much as we love Alec Bohm, he's still a slap hitter. So he's not driving in the power from that side of the plate. So you need Reese.
You need the right-handed bat.
Yeah, you need his right-handed bat there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's 20 home runs.
Quite frankly, I'd be happy if they just go ahead and pay the guy. I mean, Reese has been here a damn decade, it feels like, and we're still talking about arbitration years.
Yeah, he's up his 30.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my goodness.
We're
talking about arbitration years. Guy's 40 years old, man.
Isn't it unbelievable? He won't be a free agent. I think he's 31.
Right.
He came up a little bit older, and he's gotten screwed.
Oh, my goodness.
So they – I'm not saying that I wouldn't trade him in the offseason. If they're saying, like, hey, here's a really good
starting pitcher
or whatever,
yes.
I'm okay with rearranging chairs on the deck. But
right.
I mean, what are you trading for him right now? Teams that that would be interested in Reese Hoskins aren't giving you a top-quality starting pitcher. They want that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about a 30-year-old first baseman that
– poor defense.
Yeah.
Good
bat. Yeah. See, this is us at the arbitration hearing as to why we don't want to pay Reese.
Right.
Wow, so you guys are pro-owner?
And the other problem with this team is
I want Reese to get paid. He may be the only player on this team who hasn't gotten paid. They even paid Scott Kingery.
Isn't that disrespectful?
Yes,
Scotty Jetpacks has like two hits since he got that contract.
Yes, man.
Odubel
got paid.
Quintet
yes.
paid everybody.
Reese is the only one who hasn't gotten paid. Man.
Let's go to
goodness.
No, but and here's the other thing. When he goes cold, and he's went cold at the end of the last couple of years,
he
goes cold. But when he's hot, man, he'll carry your team for five games. And they need that without Bryce.
Yep.
Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Hi, Paul. Uh-oh. Paul?
Yo. Hey, sorry, guys.
Underwater?
You got it, Paul.
Yeah, sorry, man. Yeah, phone bad service there. What's up, Mike?
What's up, brother?
What's going on, Mark?
What up, dude?
I'm really confused and disappointed here as a Phillies fan.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking. I mean, I get the addition by subtraction. Anytime you're going to lose a guy like D'Amelio from your roster, that's great. I mean, you don't need someone that is an incendiary in your bullpen, and that's all D'Amelio was. But I get that part of it. But what I don't understand is the center field move, because to me, what you just did was trade your most valuable prospect in the minor leagues for Mickey Moniak 2.0 or Scott Kingery 3.0. I mean, the guy plays center field, and he hits 30 ticks better than Mickey Moniak, which would be significant if we were talking about a guy that hit 330 instead of 300, or we're talking about a guy that hits 230 instead of 200. I mean, we're still looking at a guy that's going to go 1-for-4 or 1-for-5
right.
that has no pop. Why? Why are we giving our best prospect up for a guy we already have? It makes no sense to me at all. I don't see an upside on this guy in terms of, oh, his bat's coming along, and, oh, he's going to be a 270, 280 type hitter. No, he's not. He can't hit, period, end of sentence. We have two center fielders that can't hit. Why did we do this? It makes absolutely no sense to me at all on any level. And we have other prospects out there that we need, and now our top trade piece is gone so that we can add Mickey Moniak 2.0. The whole thing is ridiculous to me. It makes absolutely no sense. And I think the team deserves better from their general manager, to be honest. These guys have done a lot in Harper's absence, you know, to maintain, you know, mm-hmm. themselves in the race, to be relative in this town, to not be back page news to the Eagles. And now we got a GM that's going to give them a stiff and jerk around on the pitcher that we desperately need while peddling our greatest asset that we have in the minor leagues to basically get a guy that hits 230 and plays center field.
All right, so Paul, and, let me be positive here for a second. He's still a young player, right? Like, I'm not going to – he doesn't project to be a star. He's still a young player, 24 years old. What he's done in the minors, he's similar to a prospect as Ohapi was. And as I'm reading from Matt Gelb here, it's a straight-up trade. So they traded their best position prospect, who's the catcher, for Marsh. And Gelb has said, tweeted out, he said that Phillies believed or they had discussions with – they discussed Ohapi and other prospect-for-prospect trades, had also attempted to use him as a centerpiece for a starting pitcher, a controllable starting pitcher, no-go. So teams just weren't interested in him.
Yeah, I got to – and listen, I don't know a whole lot about Logan Ohapi. I'm just – you know, the position says all it needs to say to me. He can't help you right now. They're looking to shore up their defense out there in center field. Yeah, I think this kid they brought in, Marsh, is less to do about his offensive production and what he'll bring there as much as it is his defense out there in center field. You're also looking at a position that just doesn't carry a lot of value around baseball, and that's a catching prospect. You just signed a catcher for 100 years.
Yeah, he's
you got
he's
a nice
blocked.
Little backup catcher on the team already. So where is this kid going to be able to help you at right now? I understand you may feel like you could have got a better prospect, but how much better? And would that you could have got a better player in return for Ohapi, but how much better and how much more would that guy be able to contribute here if it's not a pitcher, starting pitcher?
And you look at it from the Phillies' perspective. I mean, I know we're going full spin zone here.
Yeah.
But, like, the guy
– I like that.
The guy was a top 50 prospect a year ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's 24 years old. He's got 5 years of control after this. You need a center field option. He's at worst, he's a great defensive player that you hope the bat shows what it
right.
was in the minor leagues.
Yep.
So,
I mean,
it makes sense. You can see why they would do
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just like the shock of, I think it's the shock of going from untouchable 5 days ago
right.
to
a guy that does to a guy that doesn't have a ton of offense.
Like if they never said Logan Ohapi was untouchable, I don't think the reaction is this.
And can we be fair?
Well, they obviously didn't.
You know, they were saying that for posturing.
Yeah,
I totally agree. But we didn't need to know that.
Right. You're right. You're right.
So if they didn't say anything, it's like okay, good trade.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah, no, it's true. So, I mean, but, like, they were clearly trying to use him in everything they were doing.
They thought they could probably prop him up to get more.
And they couldn't.
Yeah, and they couldn't.
And they couldn't. And rather than hold on to him for another, because you know what could happen? This dude could go downhill as a hitter. He could become injured or whatever. So they said, you know
what? Prospects change every year, right?
Now's the time
to
do it.
He could be a 220 hitter at the major league level.
Yep. Yeah, what's different with him is he's got some pop. He's got some power to his bat. But
that was also Redding, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
yeah, Scotty Jetpack had pop in his bat at Reading, too.
Oh, he's got full spin zone. Logan Ohapi's a bum, you know. He's never going to make it the big
good deal
level.
Good deal for the Angels.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they stink. What do they care?
From him again.
Yeah.
What did Jose Alfaro, he had a cup of coffee. He was okay for a hot second.
Is he a Padre now?
Jorge Alfaro is a folk hero out in San Diego now.
Because he uses the F word after
he's
games.
He's cursing in the podium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Right, look at you two up on the Padres
yes.
news.
Well, apparently they're trading their entire farm system for everything right now. So
yeah, pretty.
Oh,
impressive.
They're all in.
Yes, they
yeah,
are all in.
I think they could be more all in.
I love it too, man. It's great to have a team other than the Yankees or some of these other teams, the Dodgers.
And that's the only team that's in San Diego.
And that's
they got nothing else to sell that fan base.
Wild. Like they're realistically, right. They could be a year away from paying Machado $300 million, Tatis $350 million,
and now Soto
at least $500 million.
No doubt about it. Goodness. No doubt about it. And San Diego is an expensive place to live and to go out and things like that. And if that that's the team, right? Because you said it, being the only team. If they pack that place every night, man, they're making money.
And they figure it's in the summer. There's nothing to do in the winter anyway, so they don't care about basketball out there.
No, they care about the Padres and hating the Chargers.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Hating at the Chargers. Let me tell you something. The Chargers could end up back in San Diego.
Yeah?
Build them a stadium.
I mean,
that's why they left.
I would love it.
They wouldn't build them a stadium.
No, they wouldn't build them a stadium. And they should have. All right, 215-592.
I'm still playing in Jack Murphy's stadium.
Yeah, I saw him play at the Murph. Forget what it was called.
I played in the Murph, man.
Yeah.
And when they had the dirt baseball field out there, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, so did you dirty the uniform up in the dirt?
No, I mean, it was bad enough Ryan Leaf beat us. You know what I mean? So
it was a tough rookie year.
Yeah. I was excited watching Junior Seau wreck our offense the whole day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I used to love Seau, man.
He was good.
Oh, man, Seau was good.
215-592-9494. All right, folks, we got about an hour to go. Phils need a starter, damn it. What are they going to do? Get it done, Dombrowski. Trade everybody. Do not turn the channel. We have a top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. And then trade deadline, an hour to go. What are the Phillies going to do? We'll recap what they've done. We'll tell you the latest rumors, all of that coming up right after this. Marks and Resell, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, if it's that time of year, it is that time of year. Crank up the AC. My neighbor actually, I just saw getting a new AC unit installed in the house today. But you know how it is. I got my my energy bill today. And I'm like, man, it's cost this much. The problem is I only have a few windows from guided dorm window on my home. So I know in certain parts of my house, and I know I have to get the rest of the windows. But like, you want to save money on your energy bill? Go Guida. Cool your home more efficiently and save on your high energy bills. So get rid of those old drafty inefficient windows and doors with Guida Dorm Window. And here's what I'm going to say, because I talk about Guida year-round. I'm a Guida customer. Right now is their best discounts of the year. Their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. That is correct. 40% off each window you buy. That's 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane windows and 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, get your project started today, no money down, and you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchases required. Don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Guida today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's go.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.